Radio of Miami podcast. My name is Struck.
I'm Dre Mom.
Man, and today is 305 day, March 5th. And
live on 305.
Live on 305 on fire, bro. Let me tell you, I have two guests that just sat down in our area.
Y'all ain't ready for this, though.
Oh, yeah, they're not
y'all ready. Ain't ready.
We're not ready. You said we got two guests, right? One and two, right?
Gentlemen, introduce yourselves. Tell me a little bit about.
Yo, my name is Tyson. Tyson, El Dominicano. I'm here with my brother.
EB, the Iceman. One half of the NMB Stunners. Y'all already know.
Boy, I love their energy.
EB man. Always got that energy.
Really?
Them Chicos always got that energy.
That's what's up.
You
know? That's what's up. And guys, what brings you to 305 Day today?
Well, you know, it's a celebration, man. I've been a little out of the loop, so I came with my boy Piccolo and my brother EB, and they're like, it's 305 Day, you got to show up. So I had to show face, you know what I'm saying? We've been working on some music on the low that's coming soon, so we had to come check out the scene, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that real. And another thing, this is my first one. You know, I was incarcerated. So this is my first 305 day.
Wait.
This is my first one.
I see you everywhere. So when were you locked up, bro?
I'm everywhere. They never did. Even when I was locked up, I was here.
I did
2 days, a day in and a day out.
Shit.
Yeah, even though it was 7 years, it was 2 days.
Yeah, because you've been out here, bro.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here. Shit.
Tell me, man.
Your favorite part about Live on 305 and this special day is to you.
What's my special part about 305 Day?
Yeah.
The interview we're doing right now.
All right.
It's the livest part. I didn't even know I was going to do it.
That's
and
what's
I'm
up.
Doing it. I love y'all.
Yeah, out here.
I love
man.
It.
And then
I
listen, man, listen. On top of that, Scale Music, right?
Yeah.
My dude, Tyson of the Manicano, we got a crazy, crazy album that's about to drop.
Tell me about this album.
What's the name of it? What we call it, fam?
Our tape?
Yeah, our tape.
Trapping at the penthouse.
Well, hold on, what it is?
Trapping at the penthouse.
Come on, we trapping at the penthouse,
yeah,
you heard
yeah.
me? It's
love
basically
it.
Like, it got a lot of good music on there from both of us. Some I'm doing the hooks, some he doing the hooks.
Okay.
Some I'm on the verse with him. We mixing it up. We giving y'all a lot of diversity.
A lot of Dade County.
Dade County vibes, the club
vibes. Lots of energy.
A lot of street vibes.
Yo, this energy's off the charts.
Oh, man. Right,
it's right. off the charts.
And then my boy, he's snapping.
Yeah, thank you, my boy.
So that he made me want to go harder.
That's a
fact. Oh, that was crazy.
I love it.
Hey, guys, if you had to describe your project in one word, what would it be?
I would say it's two words. It's Dade County for sure. To me, it has to be Dade County. One word, 305. Cause you know what I'm saying? I feel like we're bringing Dade County back. And I know a lot of artists are doing the same thing, but we really trying to bring Dade County back.
Yeah, we're just going to put a little Dade County back in Dade County.
That's a fact.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and for my word, just going to keep it simple.
Love it.
Legendary.
Legendary.
That's it.
Yeah. That's dope.
I got a Spanish album dropping this month on the 20th with my brother Negro Guap.
Shout out to Negro, my nigga Guap. You already know.
We got a label, Scale Music. We got a couple artists under us. You know, E100, Scale Music, Negro Guap, L Money.
Okay.
Ubilis the Plug. Ooh. You know, we got a couple artists on the way.
Everybody's
legit. Yeah, so you
nigga
know we got
flex.
We got a couple things on the way. For sure, I got a Spanish album dropping this month, and y'all going to love it for sure.
Where can they find you guys on social media so they can stay tuned to all of those projects?
I'm everywhere. Tyson el Dominicano, Dominicano Tyson. Everywhere, all platforms.
Que lo que, dile ahí,
que lo que, que lo que.
Hey, you can find me at EB the Iceman. That's EBDA. ICEMAN, EB the Iceman on all platforms. And look out for my transition, EB the Streamer.
Ooh.
That's me on all the gaming. Y'all want to get it in Madden? I'll kick ass.
Let's go, man. Let's run it.
Let's go. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Hey,
making a pit stop with us.
For sure.
Appreciate you much. Hey, and good luck in all you
I ain't
do.
Gonna leave you hanging, God
we damn. can't wait to hear the projects come out, bro.
Thank you, my brother.
Cannot wait for it.
We can't wait for y'all to hear it.
That's what's up. 305 Radio, live on 305.
Even though I don't see the camera, y'all make sure y'all motherfucking log on. Y'all ready now.
Boom. 305 Radio, a Miami podcast.
Yeah.
And we're here live.
Yeah.
With the Miami legend.
For real.
My man, introduce yourself.
It is I say he. Death lock. Pick it to the left. Family B don't know shake. God is good. Thanks for having me. God bless.
Okay, yes. Thank you for coming on.
I appreciate it.
You already know.
Hey yo, happy 305 day.
That's right.
Day County.
So Deslock and I got a song coming out.
Real. Let it know.
Tell us about it.
What is it? No, we're gonna drop that one.
Nah, they can't say. They can't tell. Secret Service.
Secret Service.
No, Secret Service. And I ain't talking police.
But real talk, man. You are a Miami legend, so thank you so much
really
for joining
it.
Us.
Really
tell me
it.
What it means to you to be here on Live at 305 today.
Man, Live at 305 to D-A. Why? Boy, hey. All praise due to the homie up above. Like, I love the crib. The crib stick together. We do better, greater. All we got is us. We all we got. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
And they hate on us because they can't relate to us. So make some way for us.
Yeah. So,
hey, Kenneth 305.
You Tell have them. A lot of great moments in your career in Miami. You've been everywhere. A lot of your music has taken you everywhere.
Yeah.
And we got a lot
Passport.
More to come. But tell me, what is one of your most memorable Miami moments?
Wow.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you're like, damn, a great time in Miami?
Wow. I would really say the Miami Arena skating rink.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't know nothing about that, you don't really know nothing. And I would say the National Guard, and I would say Pac Jam.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say Bermudas. I would say Club Cristal. I would say Life. I would say Sobe Live. I would say.
You're taking them back.
I would say Cameo. I would say, if you don't know, you don't know. You're bad. Y'all know. We here. We everywhere. They're never there. We rep the NCZ, niggas, she goes on. Mob time. All the money go.
Yes,
I'm here. That's
today.
My brother. Whatever.
I should jump in.
We got JC.
Wait here. Hey, hello everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Oh yeah, and Roger, my brother.
Hello, hello, brother.
Ain't no hello, What's up, young nigga? What's up, young brother? I was finna go to the bar and I seen this cat I know.
Yeah, it's him. It's him and Dean.
You're right,
my
right,
big
right,
brother.
Right.
J to the T. His little brother. It's M to the E. Yeah, no.
You can say M to the E.
Yeah. It's real life.
JT, it's so good to see you.
Yeah.
Why don't you come and have a seat over here with us?
Come sit down, General.
Hey,
what? We need to go to the bar.
Okay. JT want to go get some liquor. He'll be back. He ain't coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got JT Morning.
What's up, brother?
What up, bro? How you
Peace
doing?
Blessings, all is well. How about
man,
you?
We got legends.
Oh, brother, ain't no
We got
problem.
Legends here.
Hey. Happy 305 day to everybody
yeah.
right here.
Absolutely.
Happy 305 day.
Jay.
Hey, yo. We got to blow out the candle for 305 day, all right?
There you go.
Boom.
It's so good to see you guys and see you guys here at the same damn time. You guys are Miami legends, and you guys are still rocking it, man.
Yeah. And you know what? I got an album called Vibration. And one of the hits on there is called So Gone, featuring my big brother. Y'all go check for it.
So gone.
So aside from the fact that you guys are so dope and you guys have put on for our community so much,
praise.
Everywhere that you go, you represent Miami, right? Yes.
Thank you.
Aside from being the dope people that you are and putting on such dope music for our city, what do you think is what keeps you guys alive in this game for so long and has
No, you can't stop my vibe. No, you can't stop my vibe.
I love what I do, but then it's the love I get back from the city that I'm participating in, and I love representing for us and making us look good. It's like ping pong is back and forth. It's reciprocated. The energy is good. I love what I do. Yeah. I love the response. And, yeah.
Well, Miami loves you.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah. And I love Miami. Happy 305 day.
12 pounds.
Yeah.
And I know that you just dropped a single.
Yes, today.
Yeah.
Today the 305 day.
It's called Do You with Prince Raheem. The old school Miami. You know, he's real Clady and all them.
Yeah.
But, you know, still working, man, you know, the vibes, keeping it alive. But me personally, I'm going back for the fun.
Yeah.
We was all, we've been gangster. We've been hard. We've been hard. I'm going for the fun. Listen, see, long as I represent the G when I'm out there,
that's
cool. But on that music, I want a vibe. I want to get a lady some fun.
That's what it is.
You know, yeah.
That's what it is.
It's smart business, man.
It's my big brother.
All right, so what has been? Because you guys, since back in the days, have been putting out hell of a show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Individually.
Individually. He do a thing, I do right.
Exactly. So what is one of the most memorable Miami moments you've had? In the city or out the city?
Me? My big brother was performing at Pac-Zen.
Okay.
He was vibing. And then he say, man, my little brother want to do something. And I was like, what, for real? And I just heard, vibing. I had to came out of the cut. And they went crazy.
They weren't ready for it, though.
Because I wasn't supposed to be there. Brother, hold on, man. My brother, that's the one.
That's what's up. It was good.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Miami moments? I don't know. Like, my Miami moments there, then you can take me back when I first came back home and y'all changed the music game to the whole thinking about. See, that boy created a whole nother sound.
Genre.
Yeah, a whole nother genre.
Yes.
A whole nother sound.
Praise God.
Like, when we was doing what they used to call Miami bass, boom, 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 then whatever Poison Clan we was doing.
Yes.
When I went out to the A and I came back home,
yes,
I see all these different type of songs.
Yeah. Because it's a little better than
it's
when
a
ham.
Thing, though, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely beautiful, and I still love it today.
It's gorgeous,
and I'm rocking to it right now.
Awesome.
They was out there playing it.
Awesome.
Well, I know you guys keep dropping music. What else can we expect from JT Money and Deslock Piccolo?
The world and everything in it.
Well, you know me, I got the Day Party Deluxe. I got the Day Party Deluxe dropping in April, May. Poison Clan reunion after that, then another JT Money. But I'm trying to go to film.
Yeah.
You know,
likewise.
I got stories to tell.
Likewise.
You definitely do.
To show. You know, the visuals, I want to show them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with
so
me.
Putting out more content, more music.
Yeah.
And more dope shit, huh?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Heavy that.
And with me, all right. Boom, right now I got the move when I say go out. Sound to me and Trey 05 right now. I got an album called Vibration out right now. I got an album called My Vibe Can't Stop right now. I got a couple singles out right now.
Okay.
I got a new album called Just My Vibe on the way. That's all I'm going to say. No disrespect to nobody.
Got more music than he know what to do with. He can make an album any day.
Yeah, that's
right
a beautiful
right
thing,
now, right now.
He can go in his catalog and make out 12 songs, 14 songs.
I love
that
it.
That you ain't heard.
Well, we're here for it. For both of you.
We're here for every single one
see.
Of them.
More and more and more of you guys.
I was in the car when some of them was created. Boom, 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 boom. He like,
we just wrote a song together right now, man.
That's him. That's
look at that.
But that's him.
Hardest working
let me say
man.
Something. Let me say something. When I was a kid, I seen JT Money do a video over town in my hood. I said I wanted to do that. Now he's my big brother. Look how God worked.
That's a beautiful thing,
all
man.
The time.
God.
All the time, God is good.
Yeah. I'll just tell you this. Anytime you're at a big anywhere people congregate, and you hear everyone goes crazy. Or you hear, fuck it, they go to the Pac Jam.
They go to Pac Jam.
Boom! Everybody wilds out.
Yes,
thankful and grateful, man.
Listen, I'm happy to have you guys here. Definitely got to get you in the studio.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yes.
Happy 305 day.
Happy 305 day.
305. 305. 305.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, our next guest My man, please introduce yourself.
I go by Porter Artist, originally born in the Bronx, raised in Hialeah, of course. We're here on Live on 305 on 305 Radio.
Totally. So tell us a little bit about what you do here in the community.
Recently, I've been just killing the choruses, killing the hooks. I'm the hook guy of the local scene right here. But there's so many different layers to what I do, from rapping, singing, to filming, to being a creative mind. So I do a lot of stuff in the circuit.
Okay.
So what's some of the stuff we've heard you on?
Well, recently we just dropped a song named Colada with Money Mowgli, Orion, Nick Garcia.
Okay.
I did the hook for them on that. And before that, me and Mowgli did a track called Treo, which is Treo 5, ironically. So, yeah, we're doing a lot of shit for them.
Okay. Dope. I mean, shit. At 305 Live for 305 Day, I have to ask you, because you're involved in the local scene, top three artists.
Top three artists in Miami?
Yeah.
Could be old, could be new, could be local, could be commercial. No limits.
That's a good question and a setup question.
You're kind of set up, bro.
I will say, I'm gonna go with recent. Because that's, I guess, what matters, right?
Yeah.
I will say I'm going to put myself selfishly. And I'm going to put Money Mowgli.
Ow.
I'm going to remove myself. I'm going to put Money Mowgli. I'm going to put Shoddy. And I'm going to put UB the Underboss because I think he don't get his just due.
Bro, thank you for saying that, bro. Shout out to UB.
Yeah, I'm going to take me out of there. I'll put me fourth if I had to. And I say by this time next year, I'll be in the three.
Okay.
I don't know who I'm pushing out, but yeah.
All right.
That's what's up.
I'm going to keep on the UB subject. I feel like not enough people heard enough of his stuff. And I just think that he needs way more credit than what he gets.
Facts, he does. I mean, UB's been in front of the camera, behind the camera, and yo, the guy does not stop at all. So shout out to UB, the THC, the boss, the underdog. He's always in the mix and making miracles happen, bro. So big shout out to him. So the next question is, what is it that you love about Miami?
What I love about Miami is the culture, the influences from so many different sides, like from your Cubans to your Puerto Ricans. I don't want to miss everybody out, but I grew up in Hialeah, so it's more Cuban. I'm Puerto Rican,
yeah.
But there's so many different like tastes and flavors that mix. That's what I love the most. And when you see like the community get together, people that haven't seen each other in years, when they get together, it's like, oh, that's my cousin. That's primo.
That's my family, right?
That's like, wow. Like, so that's the best part about events like today.
All the homies.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I mean, you're surrounded by family.
Yeah.
Even, and let's take it a step further. You're surrounded by family with family you haven't met yet.
Yeah, you got second cousins and third cousins. You're like, yo, I didn't even know they was from family.
Exactly. That's, gotta love it. You gotta love the city that makes you feel that way.
I love it.
What do you have coming up that we should keep our eyes and ears open for?
Besides all the features that I think I'm pretty much killing right now, humbly speaking, I got a lot of solo projects that's gonna show my range as an artist. I think people sleep on me being able to rap.
Okay.
That I'm gonna give them more of that. But I'm gonna make you stick to, I'm gonna make you get addicted to everything I create. From the bottom to the top when it comes to audio to visual. And that being a whole masterpiece, which encompasses Pro the Artist.
He said, I'm going to make you addicted to everything I put out.
He said, from the bottom to the top.
From the bottom to the top.
He's slanging the game, bro.
And we're trying to do what we got to do.
Let everybody know where they can find you and where can they look up these projects.
You can follow me at Proto Artist from all platforms. Just the way it's spelled, no underscore. Proto Artist, straight to the point, straight to it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out, bro.
Nah, thank y'all. Appreciate Big you. Love. 305, we here.
And we're here with our next guest, Busta Free.
You already know, man. Appreciate you for having me, man. Appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely, fam. My man, tell me a little bit about yourself. What kind of artist are you? What music?
You know, I'm a Dade County, Liberty City, you know, a staple in the city. You know, I've been doing it for quite some time since showing on that. Y'all probably familiar with that. And, you know, man, I'm just like a representative of the community, man. You
That's
feel me?
Up,
man. A great representative of
a
the community.
A great one. Excellent representative. That way.
And, I mean, if Dre's saying it, she knows.
Yeah, definitely that. It's an honor. It's an honor.
That's what's up, man. And Free, what brings you to 305 Day?
Well, actually, this is my first year ever being here, man. You know, I was just, politicking. Shout out to 103.5 The Beat. I just did the little interview with them, and they told me about it. And, you know, I was like, man, why not? You feel me? It's only right.
Heck yeah.
They putting on for the city is, you know, it's only right.
That's what's up.
Definitely.
That's what's up. And what's up? What's up? Some of the music you put out already, and what should we be looking out for?
Oh, y'all know I got several numerous of hits, man, as far as, you know, Florida, from Sean on Deck to Watch a Real Nigga Boogie to Forbes List with Rick Ross. You know, it just continues, man. I'm just a nonstop worker, man. I just keep putting out music, man. You can look me up, Busta Free 305. You know, it ain't going to never stop, man.
Sean on Deck.
Definitely. Classic, timeless music.
I'm telling you, man. It's dope. So what do you got coming up now?
Right now, I got a new single out called No Teeth.
Okay.
Other than that, you know, I'm just building. My catalog is crazy, man. Like,
and it don't stop growing.
I don't want them to know me from one record. I want them to grow with me. You feel me? Just listen to anything from Busta Free, man. I want to lock you in for life. You feel me?
I'm saying that's the best way to do it.
Definitely
you gotta live
that.
Up to that name, you know?
Definitely that.
So you be busting freestyles?
Huh?
You bust freestyles?
Bust the free stuff?
No, do you bust freestyles?
Do I bust freestyles?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a rapper, man. You know I'm a rapper, man. Like I'm a rapper's rapper. I ain't just came out with the internet and the TikTok era. I've been doing this.
Yeah.
Man. Definitely.
Before the internet, the hustle was different.
Hand to hand, man. Hey, got my CD out, you know, mixtape. We out here working.
Man,
you know?
I tell you, you got to get him in the studio. You got to talk about before the internet, how the hustles changed.
Yeah.
For the independent artists from the hand to hand to what we got today.
Yeah.
And I mean, do you feel streaming is a plus or a minus?
I feel like it's more like a gift and a curse. It's a plus because the world can reach you and, like, it's an upload. My music can be to everybody prior to going hand-to-hand. Like, I probably can't reach where I want to reach. But
yeah,
far as financially, how they paying, I don't agree with that part. But
I'm with you, man.
You know, I'm all for the artists. You know what I'm saying? They've been handling the culture, like, the way they want to have it for years. It's time we benefit and live comfortably. You feel me?
Amen to that, bro.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Hell yeah. I mean, Free, where can we find you?
I'm in the hood, man. I rep Dade. I'm all over. Ain't no limits to me, man. It's like, you know, I'm all over.
Where can we find your music?
The music everywhere. Type me up. Busta Free, man. Put me in Wikipedia, Google.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, man. Just Busta Free.
That's what's up.
Busta Free 305.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to come and sit down with us and chop it up a little bit.
I appreciate the time for y'all taking time out of y'all day to give me this interview. You feel me?
Shit, we want to keep building, man. So
I appreciate it.
There's a good chance you're going to hear a Busta Free episode.
I'm ready, man.
305 Radio.
And then we've got to get you in the studio.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give you my contact. You can make it happen. Let's do it.
Let's make it work, man. Let's make it work.
Anything you want to say to the people before we go?
Man, shout out to 305 Radio, man. And always remember, put God first, man. And just continue on your journey. We're going
to
win.
That's what's up.
Definitely, though.
Appreciate you,
love
my friend.
Love and blessings, yo.
Guys, I'm happy to have you guys on the show. Please introduce yourselves.
We're the IMG All Stars. I go by the International Nephew. That is International Nephew.
I'm Oya Baby, La Baby on Instagram, all social media platforms, OYABABYY.
Okay. I go by the name of Bari Fresh, IMG All Star representative. What's good? What's good?
That's what's up. And guys, what brings you to 305 Day today?
We from here. We got to tap in with the city, raised, man. So
you got to.
We born and raised. We got to tap in. In the county of Day. Yeah, you know, just tapping in with the city, man. Happy 305 Day to everybody, man.
Happy 305 Day.
So you guys have been here for a little while already. Tell me what your favorite part about Live on 305 has been so far.
I mean, we just got done performing. We sprayed some champagne on the crowd. That was pretty lit.
You know, it's Miami. We like doing crazy stuff. You know, everybody's wild in Miami, man. You never know what it is. What's coming. You never know what's coming.
Hey, guys, you have... So you're a group.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me about how you guys got together.
Oh, we're all family. Yeah. You know, we all are under, you know, Flo Rida's label. Shout out to Strong Arm, IMG. And we're like real family. We've been together since we've been kids. You know what I mean? So it's second nature to just do group projects together.
So it's not like you guys just met and made a group.
Nah.
So you've family. Been a fan for a long time.
Yeah, family.
That's
man.
What's up.
Okay.
And you have any music coming up?
Yeah, we got Clock It Out right now. Our latest single right now for all the ladies. Okay. Man, if you want to do your two finger signs, Cloud, go ahead and clock it for the fellas.
All right,
we put up the watch. You know the fellas, we put up the watch.
That's how we
clock it. All right.
We have our own individual projects out right now. International Nephew has,
Upside Down, Upside Down.
You already know. I Have You Played is out right now. And, of course, Sugar Daddy is out right now. Oh,
Sugar Daddy.
That's Miami.
That's Miami.
I just got my debut single.
It's a lifestyle.
Bump and grind.
Okay. And guys, what has been probably the most memorable moment for you guys here in the city?
Oh, wow.
Music-wise?
New Year's. I think it was New Year's.
New Year's.
Yeah, we did New Year's down in Bayfront Park. So okay. I think that was the most memorable because it's performing in front of the home crowd. You know what I'm saying?
We typically always
out of the state or out of the country performing on New Year's. So. Yeah, Bayside, in front of our home, in front of our family, man,
nice.
Dane County.
Nah, you can't beat that.
Can't beat it.
And you get a lot of love for your family.
Yeah.
But it's different when it's family and everyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. So what could we expect from you guys coming up soon?
More music, yeah, more projects, more group projects, of course, our own individual projects. You know, we're all different and the same in the same way. We're from the same place, born in the same place. You know, Miami, I rep Cuba as well, so that's my
okay.
So, you know, Latin project. They speak Spanish, too, so don't get
them too. Oye,
que lo que,
dímelo.
Hola, como está?
You know, we grew up Cuban, man. We grew up Cuban. We Jamaican as well, so shout out to my Jamaican, shout out to the Caribbeans as a whole.
That is what's up, man. I'm happy to see you guys out
here.
I'm glad that you're putting out music, and it doesn't seem like you have any plans to stop.
Nah. Grind don't stop.
Hey, spoken like a true Miamian.
There you go.
That's what's up. Guys, I appreciate you coming out. Tell our audience where they could find you online.
You can find us on all social media platforms for the group. It's at IMG All Stars. And my personal social media is INTL Nephew. That is INTL Nephew.
Same, IMG All Stars for the group. And separately is Oya Baby, OYABABYY.
Same here. I am. You can find all of us at IMG All Stars. I go by the name of Ari Fresh. You already know. Shout out 305 Day. Let's go.
That's all the best to you guys.
Thank you so much. Shout out 305 Radio, man. Bless us.
Yeah.
Turn up.
Yeah.
Party don't stop. This is continuation. It's not only artists. It's not only creative.
It's a full day. It's a full night.
It's a full night, bro. And our guests for tonight. Our next guest, introduce yourself.
I'm Cheeky.
Cheeky!
Woo!
Tell us about yourself, Cheeky.
What you do?
So I'm a bartender. I've been bartending for most of my adult life, all over Wynwood, Miami, currently in Fort Lauderdale. Born and raised in Hialeah, Dade County. And I'm getting into music now, so nice. it's a journey.
They told me that you're a model, too.
I do. I model everywhere. I've done like music videos,
nice.
Companies. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Isla Puteria brand, so that's what I'm here for. I'm like the main, as you can see, I'm like the main model in like the catalog and stuff. So, you know,
nice.
Just a little bit of everything.
Awesome.
I mean, That's a hell of a brand.
Right. I mean, it's representing the culture of Miami, so it can't get any more Miami than that.
But is it really the culture?
It truly is. Yeah. I mean, if you're from Miami,
you're
I think,
Miami, right?
I think you can, yeah. It's part of growing up.
Yeah,
in
there's
Miami.
No way around it. There's no way around it. You have to pass by the Butteria
stage.
It's a
phase. Some for longer, some for less, but it's definitely there.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Tell me about your music.
Okay, so I've been working in the electronic, like Miami underground scene for a long time, and it took me a while to realize the passion that driven me to be part of the scene was for my love of the culture and the music. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily making drinks. It was just being a part of the scene. Yeah. So eventually over the years, it's evolved and, you know, it's become part of who I am. So now I'm ready to take it to the next level.
Nice. And when you say it to the next level, what do you mean?
So I'm learning how to DJ, and that's the first step. And the main goal is to produce. Yeah. So,
nice. Yeah, so you're well on your way.
You gotta start somewhere, you know?
I'm saying, man, for real.
Once you know everyone and everything and you've connected, it's only like another level that you have. Like, you know, I can't stay there. I have to evolve, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Girl, 100%. After this, there's more podcasts, more interviews, more modeling, so.
More everything.
Love that, love that. I'm here for it.
That's what's up, and that's the attitude you need. That I'm here for it. You tell me, I'm here.
I'm ready.
What's your favorite part about Live on 305 and just this special day and this event?
The love for the city in which has made me who I am. You know, representing, going back to the roots. It's a culture, you know, it really is. And I definitely took the time to come out here and remind myself of why I love the city and why it's become part of who I am, you know?
Beautiful.
I love you.
Where can they find you on social media and your music and everything?
Okay, so actually my Instagram is pretty funny. It's what the fuck cheeky. Okay. WTFCHIKI. So, you know, what the fuck cheeky.
Dang, right. What the fuck cheeky.
Yeah. It's a thing, you know. I hear it, it becomes a thing. It's my my name now, so.
There it is. Do people address you? They're like, hey, what the fuck cheeky.
No, it's kind of more of a moment where like something happens and they're like, what the fuck cheeky. You know, it's like a statement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So are you giving people reasons to say what the fuck?
I guess naturally, you know, it just kind of happens and then it's a thing. So it's not like I'm giving them a reason. I just do it and it becomes.
Love it. And because you're diving into the music scene, name me three top artists.
So my favorite artists currently right now, for sure, I have to shout out Craze.
Okay.
Craze, he's a very influential person that has.
Craze the DJ?
Yes.
Shout out DJ Craze.
I love Dennis Cruz. So he's like my number one as far as like the electronic music scene.
Okay.
And my third, I would have to say we gotta give shout out to Uncle Luke because he's really the one that started this whole movement. And if we're gonna talk about 305, we have to represent one of the OGs that have really made this what it is today.
100%. Well, Cheeky, thank you for making a pit stop on 305 day.
For sure.
At the podcast.
All day.
Definitely gotta chit chat once you're. Once you got a lot more things going on, we're going to have you in the studio.
It'll happen.
And we're here for you. So any words for our listeners?
Yeah, keep being who you are. Don't let anything change you. Represent. Remember where you come from. And as long as you remember that, it'll take you far.
Amen. Love it. Thank you so much.
Of course. Anytime.
WTF Cheeky. Live
on 305
day.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, man, Dre, it's been a hell of a night. It's been a hell of a day. And to wrap it up, we got another Miami legend in the making.
So happy to have you here.
Appreciate y'all.
I'm happy to finally meet you, my bro.
Nah, it's love, man.
For real, I've been a fan of your music for mad long.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
And we asked pretty straightforward questions during the event.
Okay.
You ready? So, what are the top three things that you love about Miami?
Oh, man. The people, the food, the culture.
Facts.
Okay.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
I can't go wrong with the food, bro.
Yeah. The culture, the food, the people.
You can't go wrong with that.
Because we're so diverse. It's just, Miami is so much. Miami is, it's life. You feel me? It's everything. And it's like my girl be like, hey, we need to, no, I don't see myself ever leaving.
Ever.
I love Miami that much. I don't ever see me leaving.
Bro, I'm 100% with you. I have that same answer with
my
girl.
I don't care how expensive it get. I don't, you know what I'm saying? If I just got to sell drugs, this is what I'm going to do. Nah. But yeah, nah, I love Miami that much.
That's dope.
Miami loves you back, so. Yeah,
hell yeah.
Appreciate it.
What are your top three artists in Miami, aside from yourself?
Oh, man. Like, are we talking like old school? We talk about.
Give me two old school, one new school.
I mean, I love Pitbull for what he did for the city. His work ethic, his motivation, the way like he got on the grind. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love Pitbull. That's one of my top. Damn.
Right?
Damn.
I'm saying, I got Pitbull. We got two more to go.
You know we got JT Money outside, right?
Absolutely.
Damn. we got Trick Daddy Dollars, right?
Facts.
You know we got Trick Daddy, man. Damn.
See, is that going to be your two right there?
Yeah, damn.
Any new school?
I mean, it's so much new school artists I love. Shouts out to Ball Greasy, you feel me?
Facts.
Definitely love Ball like we do. He's not even new school. He's in my school, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's just to see how he keep on going. But if we're going to go new school, I would say, that's a good Bushy B.
Okay.
Yeah, Bushy B. Yeah.
He's putting on for the city.
Yeah, he's really putting on for the city. But yeah, Pitbull, Trick Daddy, and you know Bushy B. And
all right.
Okay. We still got Ross. You know, we got
Facts.
You know.
We got some heavy hitters.
We got a lot of heavy hitters. You wrong for that. I can't do that one. But yeah, I love all Miami artists.
That's dope, man. That's dope. And Blue, you just put out a hell of a single.
Yeah.
Bro, tell me just a brief overview of how that single came to be.
Well, I don't know. I put out two. I put out Up Until, that was in January.
Okay.
And I just dropped Black Man.
Black Man.
Black Man.
That's it.
A couple weeks ago. How did Black Man come about? We living in a time where our youth, you're not making it past 21. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Either they're killing each other or they're getting 40 to 50 years in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like the song really talks about, bro, I fear people who look just like me. You know what I'm saying? Like you scared of a person who look just like you.
Yeah.
And like, bro, why I gotta live like that? You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you want me to be scared of the police, but sometimes the police officer that's my skin color will be the one who do me the worst.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll be like, damn, a Latin officer will do you, and you Latin, they'll do you the worst.
Yeah.
Way worse than a white officer, you feel me? You'll be like, because you expect the white man to do you crazy. But then it'd be like your own people sometimes.
Your own people that do you in.
Your own people that do you in sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So. But, you know, that's why a Black Man came about, is just like really talking to him and letting them know, like, bro, y'all on so much drugs, like y'all don't want to live.
And I mean, the way you ended the song, where you were like, we got everyone drinking cough syrup.
Yeah.
They ain't even sick. Bro, you blew my mind with that whole track, bro. It resonates throughout the city. It's like. It needed to be said.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I'm saying?
Talk. So, and it's great to see that people with a platform such as yourself can talk about those topics, you know, because it's all fun and games, and Miami's full of a lot of great things, but, you know, everything has an ugly side to it, too, and we got to address a lot of those topics, so.
Every suburb, hood, everywhere has an alleyway.
Facts.
And a lot goes down in that alley, you know what I'm saying?
Not a lot of it is spoken about.
Exactly.
So it's a fact, man. And I tell you, I really love the song.
Nah, I appreciate
it's,
you,
it's,
brother.
It's on my blue list.
Appreciate
you know
you.
What I'm saying?
Appreciate
so,
you.
As someone that's been a fan for a long time, I appreciate you coming out and sitting down with
love,
us. You know what I'm saying? And we have we got to get you in the studio, record a full episode.
I'll come. You got Smokey number, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't have his direct number, but
you gonna have my number.
I'm gonna holler at you.
Yeah, you'll have my number, and we'll just come. I'll come and vibe with you, bro.
Let's do it, bro.
Yeah. I love it.
That's what's up.
Well, happy 305 day to you, sir.
Happy 305 day to all the 305ers.
That's what's up.
All the 305ers, everybody, the whole Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? We are our own state. But happy 305 day.
Happy 305 day.
That's what it is.
And I was just telling the kid over there, I'm like, yo, I said, fun fact. 1995, September 11th, that was the day that Broward County got 954.
Oh, wow.
But before that, it was 305. Mm-hmm. And that's how far that we extended.
We were in Broward?
Yeah, well, Broward, we were. That was, everything was Miami. It was 305. 305, yeah. If you wanted to call Broward, 305.
I love it. Yeah. But you know what? We show love either way.
Not no more.
We show love either way.
But you know what I'm saying? Still a crib.
I'm telling you, man. City loves you, Blue.
You know, I love the city. I love the city. Yeah, y'all funny.
I'm telling you, Miami love you, bro.
Telling you.
Hey, but nah, it is what it is. Love you too, love. Yeah, nah, man, appreciate y'all, man. That was a minute,
oh,
huh?
You be tell him.
Do you remember?
Hmm? I think he was.
Studio A. Chuck pulled up and said, yo, you could get Billy Blue on that. I said, come on, man, for you anything.
Yeah.
Boom.
And I ripped that beat. Yeah, I ripped that beat.
A couple months after, they say he's a $5 million man.
Boom. Boom.
Yubi got that eye on talent, though,
saying,
you know?
Look, this is another testament that Yubi is everywhere.
Yeah, he is.
Everywhere.
He
shout
is.
Out to Big Yubi, man.
Yeah, he
Hell
is,
yeah.
man.
And Blue, shout out to you, bro.
I appreciate
thank you for
y'all,
all
man.
You've done,
Billy,
man.
We love you. Yubi, we love you. Derek G, thank you for putting on.
Exchange contacts. We got to get you in the studio. Take
Derek,
it forward from there, my
shout
bro.
Out
thank
to 305
so
Radio. Shout out to 305 Radio, a Miami podcast.
Word.
Doing what they do.
That's what it is.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is.
Love.
Yo. Today has been chaos.
Listen, we did not expect to stay out here at Live on 305 for so long, but it's been a heck of a day. Thank you, and
hell
shout
yeah.
out to number one, Derek G, for putting this together and having us here. Shout out to everybody who came through.
Bro, who didn't come through?
Yo. We didn't have time to get everybody on, but we definitely love all of y'all, so.
Hey, it's all love. It's all Miami love. 305 Radio, a Miami podcast, loves you. So thanks for tuning in, and keep an eye out, man, because we're going to have a lot of these folks that we've interviewed today as a full episode. And we're going to get dirty with them. We're not going to get physically dirty, but we're going to dig deep in a lot of the topics, man. So I'm looking forward to it. Big shout out to Derek G, Oli and Dade, Unknown Group. Dre, shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
And we're 305 Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Miami. We love you all.